The latest map from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows nearly 40% of the state of California remains in exceptional drought, the highest level of drought. And many communities are working to come up with long-term solutions as reservoirs and rivers continue to diminish. One idea that's gaining momentum is desalination, taking the salt out of seawater. 13 desalination projects are currently under consideration along the California coasts. And in a few minutes, we're going to hear about a $1 billion desalination project in Carlsbad, California. But first, we turn to David Jasby, assistant professor of chemical and environmental engineering at the University of California, Riverside. He's with us from KVCR in San Bernardino. Professor Jasby, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the basics here. How does desalination work?
Well, there are two ways of desalinating seawater. One is using thermal energy and one is using pressure. And the thermal-based plants are – they don't exist really in the U.S. They're more popular in the Middle East where they have a lot of cheap energy. And in the United States, we rely on a process called reverse osmosis where we have something called a semi-permeable barrier, which is a membrane, and it's made out of a plastic called polyamide. And we introduce the seawater on one side of that membrane, and we apply a lot of pressure. And that water will move through the membranes, but the salt is not allowed to pass through the membrane. And that's how we get a very, very high quality of water coming through on the other side of the membrane.
And we know that there are some environmental concerns about this. How serious are those?
Some of them are quite significant because when you desalinate seawater, you don't recover all of the water. You only recover about half of the water, meaning that you produce two streams. One is the desalinated stream that you can then use for drinking or for whatever else you want to do. And the other stream, which again makes up about 50% of the volume, is very salty actually. It's about twice as salty as seawater. And now you have to do something with that waste stream. And what we typically do in coastal regions, we just put it right back into the ocean. But what ends up happening is you introduce this high salinity water back into the ocean, and that can have some adverse effects to the wildlife out there.
So is there a way to operate a desalination plant without having that side effect, without putting that very salty water right back into the ocean?
There are a lot of efforts in order to create what we call zero discharge plants or processes. But that's still in infancy and research stage, really. And there are no large-scale commercial applications of that kind of technology at this point. It's too energy intensive.
Well, what about the energy to operate these plants? Don't you have to pollute in order to do that, unless you have a fully solar-powered plant or a wind-powered plant?
Absolutely. There is no way to generate the amount of energy and power that you need to drive the reverse osmosis process without, you know, getting the energy from somewhere. You have to get it from somewhere. And if you don't have a fully integrated system with, you know, photovoltaics or wind power, you're going to have to rely on the grid. And currently we're making our energy from fossil fuels.
On the other hand, it's a very effective way, isn't it, of getting water where there isn't water in a place like where you are, where they really are in the middle of a serious drought. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to use some of the water from the ocean for drinking?
Absolutely. It's really the what some consider the last frontier of a readily available water resource. The quality is actually quite bad. It's very salty, obviously. But we do have the technology today to separate the water from the salt. But unfortunately, in our world, there is no free lunch. And in that case, we got to do what we have to do, which is make water from somewhere. There are alternatives to using seawater. But like I said, in any scenario, you have to invest energy.
Well, and in fact, the mayor of Santa Barbara, California, has said that desalination is so expensive, it should be a source of last resort. But now she is planning to renovate a mothballed desalination plant in Santa Barbara. Tell us about some of the projects that are underway in California. How soon will we see desalination plants?
Well, the first desalination plant in Carlsbad is coming online, I think, in 2016 or maybe even sooner. So that's right around the corner. But it, you know, even a large plant like that, which produces 50 million gallons per day, will only generate about 7% of the potable water needs of San Diego. So that's still a relatively small piece of the larger water puzzle that goes into Southern California. I do want to emphasize, though, that the cost of desalination has really declined in the last couple of decades. And in fact, the cost of producing an acre foot of desalinated seawater is on the order of about $1,100 per acre foot at the Carlsbad plant. Now, just for comparison, the price that San Diego or any other Southern California city buys the water from the Metropolitan Water District, which is the regional wholesaler of water that they bring from either Northern California or from the Colorado River. For 2015, it's $923 per acre foot. And the price is going to go up to $942 in 2016. So the price of the water is actually starting to be pretty comparable.
Do you expect that in the next 20 years or so, desalination is going to be just a regular, common part of how we get our water, not just in California, but in other parts of the country?
I expect that places that have ready access to the ocean and that are stressed with water, there aren't that many places like that, actually, when you think about it. You will see a lot more desalination plants. Certainly, we're seeing this in other parts of the world, places in the Middle East, Australia, parts of Southern Europe. They rely already very heavily on seawater desalination. And the technology is quite mature at this point. And I would guess that we're going to see a lot more of these plants in the United States as well.
David Jasby is an assistant professor of chemical and environmental engineering at the University of California, Riverside. David, thank you.
Thank you.
And as we just heard, one desalination project that's getting a lot of attention is the Carlsbad plant in San Diego County. When the $1 billion project is finished this fall, it will be the largest seawater desalination plant in the Western Hemisphere. And it's a public-private partnership between the local water authority and Poseidon Water. Sandy Curl is the deputy general manager of the San Diego County Water Authority. She's with us from KPBS in San Diego. And Sandy, as David Jasby said, this plant is only going to produce about 7% of the potable water needs of San Diego.
Well, it's actually quite a bit for a local supply. For one project to serve 7% of the region is significant. In terms of scale, there has not been a plant of this size done. And so we don't think of it as a small plant. We think of it as a big fill up the glass of water in San Diego County.
How important was it to have a private partner on this project?
It was extremely important. It's one of the first projects of its type, which is a public-private partnership for water infrastructure. And it really puts the onus and the risk-taking on the private firm. And then the water authority buys the water and commits to buy the water. So we stay within our wheelhouse of expertise, and the risk for construction and operating is all on the development company.
And what about the concerns that we heard a few minutes ago, including some of the discharge that comes from a plant like this, the salt, if you will, after you take the water out, that ends up being harmful to sea life?
The project represents the most current technology and has been through many, many environmental review and permitting processes through the state of California. It has gone through 14 different lawsuits with regard to environmental issues, and it has come out favorably in terms of the plant very much being environmentally sensitive and providing the best technology to ensure the safety of marine life.
So you're not at all concerned that this project could be harmful to marine life?
No, I believe that the technology and the development of the project will ensure a very healthy environment.
What about the energy that is needed to run it?
Yes, desalination plants, just like recycled water or what's called indirect potable reuse of taking wastewater, cleaning it, and making it into drinking water, all requires is energy intensive. But based on the technology that's been developed, the use of energy in the projects are much less than they would have been a number of years ago. And in fact, when this project was originally conceptualized about 14 years ago, the technology has changed substantially.
Do you think that this is the beginning of a new era of desalination in California and maybe even in other parts of the United States that really need water?
It's really difficult to say. I think certainly it is an opportunity. I believe that there are about 12 different plants being considered up and down the coastline of California. When you look at our drought situation, the state just did their snow survey and found out the snowpack is about 5% of average, and the snowpack is what provides our water through the year. It's a very concerning situation, and one in which this level of drought has not been seen since 1991. I think that creating a number of different opportunities for new supply, this certainly probably holds the most potential for the largest volume of water, but will be considered along with other types of technology, including the recycling or the repurification of wastewater to drinking water.
That's Sandy Curl, the Deputy General Manager of the San Diego County Water Authority. The authority is partnering with Poseidon Water on the Carlsbad Desalination Project in California. It's going to be the biggest desal plant in the Western Hemisphere when it comes on board this fall. Sandy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.